Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Greater Than Us podcast. This is your host, Tyler Ron, wishing you a great day. Hope that you're having a great day and just being amazing. This is episode 5, and unfortunately, this is going to be the last episode for a little bit due to the circumstances of my life that are coming up, which I'll get into a little bit later into this episode. But I guess we could go ahead and call these first 5 episodes, you know, season 1. I didn't really know I was going to be having quote-unquote seasons, but looks like this is season 1 coming to an end. And season 1, I guess, was all about just me starting to get more comfortable on the mic and just really trying this podcast thing out. So I appreciate you guys listening to all these episodes, giving this first season a listen, and just really sticking with me throughout all of this. For this 5th and final episode of season 1, I will be getting pretty personal with the things that I'm about to go through and the reason why I won't be able to record for a little bit. And before I get into that, I want to first just describe what this podcast episode is about, and that is victim mentality. And for those of you who don't know what victim mentality is, it's basically just having the mindset that everything happening to you is not your fault, or, you know, if a lot of bad things are happening to you, you start to blame the universe or, you know, question God and just blame others and other circumstances for the things that you have going on. Now, this is not a dictionary definition of what victim mentality is. This is just my personal belief of what a victim mentality is and kind of what I used to use as a victim mentality. Because I actually used to blame other people or other actions and things that happened in the past as reasons why things are happening to me now. And I am here to tell you that that is not the way to go anymore. So I guess the opposite of victim mentality would just be taking responsibility, full responsibility for all things happening in your life, the good and the bad. And just knowing that it was your choices, your actions, and your mindset that got you to where you are at right now. It could still be things that are quote-unquote out of your control, but it's how you react to those things that are out of your control that ultimately lead to the way that you believe and lead to the way that you act now. Now, before I jump into my personal story and what I'm getting ready to go through and how I am avoiding victim mentality and the things that I'm doing to push forward through this biggest challenge that I have coming up, I would love to give you a quick little example of, you know, could be you and definitely something that I've gone through in the past to just highlight what this victim mentality looks like. So, in this example, I'm going to have 2 characters for us. We have Billy and we have Tom. Now, Billy and Tom both work at the same job. Billy and Tom both need to be at work by 9 o'clock. Billy and Tom both have a 10-minute drive to get to work. The difference between Billy and Tom is a victim mentality and a non-victim mentality. Now, let's jump into the example. Billy decides that he is going to leave at 8:50 and get to work at 9 o'clock on the dot because it is only 10 minutes. What Billy does is he leaves at 8:50 and he ends up showing up to work 5 minutes late at 9:05 because of the traffic that was there that he normally doesn't experience. Tom, he also leaves for work at 8:50 and shows up 5 minutes late to work due to the same traffic as Billy. Now, as Billy and Tom are both walking into the office building, their boss stops them and he asks both of them individually, you know, why were you late to work today? And Billy, with the victim mentality mindset, he tells his boss, oh, I'm late because of the traffic. There's nothing else that I could do. I did everything that I could. I left on time and I apologize for being late. Now, Tom, on the other hand, when he gets asked this question by his boss, he tells his boss, I'm so sorry that I'm late today, sir. There was traffic that I was unsure that there was going to be. Next time, I'm going to go ahead and leave 5-10 minutes earlier just in case there is some traffic. I can go ahead and get here on time no matter what. The difference here is Billy does not want to take responsibility for him being late. Instead, he looks to blame the traffic and doesn't think that there's any change that needs to be made on his part to get to work on time. Now, Tom, on the other hand, without the victim mentality, he's able to take responsibility for his actions and the outcome and tells his boss that he can make a change and potentially leave for work 5-10 minutes earlier so he can get on time no matter what. Now, I know that this is a super small example, probably something that we've all gone through and probably used that victim mentality and said that it was because of the traffic. So right now you may be asking yourself, Tyler, what's the big deal with being 5 minutes late? And the deal isn't with being 5 minutes late. The big deal is having the victim mentality and not wanting to take responsibility for being late. On a larger scale, say if you don't get a job and you want to blame the interviewer for you not getting a job because you think that they don't like you, when in reality, you could look at yourself and say, you know, maybe I didn't do enough research into the job description and didn't go in fully prepared as I would have liked to. So now with the next job opportunity and job interview, I can go in more prepared and ready to sit down and actually hopefully land that job and kill the interview. But if you have that victim mentality and you said that it was the interviewer's fault and they didn't like you, then you don't take responsibility and there's no growth, there's no opportunity for you to learn and come back stronger for the next time. Now, these are obviously just some quick, super quick, easy to think of examples of what victim mentality looks like. But like I said before, and like I will say later in this episode, it's not about the situation, it's about the mindset and getting rid of that victim mentality and really starting to take full responsibility for your life and the outcomes of it and what you want to get done. And it starts with you, it starts with your mindset, and it starts with just taking full responsibility. Now that we have that covered and a good idea of what that victim mentality looks like, I would love to tell you guys just the thing that I have coming up that is actually going to be the hardest challenge of my life and ties perfectly in with this victim mentality, because I'm going to use it as an opportunity to not play the victim, because it's too easy to do that. And I'm going to use this as an opportunity to look at myself and look at the things that I need to improve on and come out of this whole situation better. So the thing that I'm referring to is a knee surgery on June 23rd. For my ACL, this is actually going to be my second ACL surgery and my fourth surgery on the same knee, the right side knee. And it's going to be tough. This is honestly probably the hardest thing that I'm going to go through. Fourth surgery on this knee, and it sucks. I'm not even going to lie. This is brutal. And however, with it being so brutal and really kind of taking my whole summer away, it is a beautiful opportunity for me to do some self-introspection, look at myself and look at the things that I need to do better, and really taking full responsibility for this injury. Now, this torn ACL, it happened when I was playing basketball in March, and it could be easy to say, you know, this injury happened, it was a freak accident, and there's nothing that I could have done to really avoid this incident. That would be playing the victim mentality. And that is not the way that I'm going to be looking at this surgery and this injury. Instead, I know that this injury happened because I didn't take the necessary steps after my previous surgery to get fully healed. I only went to physical therapy for about 3 months, and I should have continued to go to physical therapy and continue to strengthen that leg. And now that I am taking that responsibility, not blaming the universe, not questioning God, and just fully accepting my circumstances for what they are, I am able to move forward, and I know that I can go into this next surgery and this next recovery process with a new mindset and use it as an opportunity to fully heal this knee this time and not go through the same mistake again. And it is super important for me to actually take this responsibility for the injury and blame myself, honestly, because if I blamed outside forces, if I said, oh, it was just a freak accident, or, you know, why is God putting me through this situation, then I don't grow. I don't learn anything from my previous mistakes. And I just continue to think that bad things are going to continue to happen to me. When in reality, that awful thing that I think is awful happened to me because of choices that I made. And I'm able to take that responsibility and move forward with it and take some accountability. And while, yes, it was difficult to accept the fact that it was my choices that got me here and take some accountability for that, but it also comes with some empowerment. You feel empowered now, and I feel empowered now that I am no longer playing the victim, and I have the power to be what I want to be, take responsibility for the things that happen to me. And I am empowered because I am no longer blaming outside forces. The only person that I can blame is myself, and look at myself and change myself so I no longer have to go through the things that I don't want to go through. Now, I would be lying if I said that this just came to me like a snap of a finger. I'd be lying if I said that it is easy to take responsibility, and I would be lying to say that it's not hard to beat that victim mentality. When this injury first happened, the first thing that I did was question God. The first thing that I did was ask myself, you know, why are you doing this to me? Why is everything was going so well in my life and you're just going to now do this awful thing and take away the thing that I love to do, which is play basketball and be outside and be able to move around? Why are you just taking this away from me now? And I was angry and I was mad. And I didn't want to take that responsibility of the injury, and I played that victim card. And then a couple hours later, I finally get home. My knee's still in so much pain, can barely walk. I'm sitting on the couch, and I just start breakdown crying, you know. And I talk to God. I go into prayer, and I ask him, you know, what is the true reason for you doing this to me? Why, when I thought everything was going so smooth, do you do this to me now? And the answer came over me, and he told me, he said, it is because you can no longer play this victim mentality card. You can no longer not take responsibility for your actions. You know that you didn't go to therapy as much as you should have. You know you didn't take the correct actions all the way through to get fully healed. You know you didn't, and you'd be lying to yourself if you said that you did. Now, this isn't even an awful situation that I'm putting you through because you have me by your side the whole time. Instead, you get to use this as an opportunity to grow and learn from your previous mistake, no longer be a victim and take responsibility. So that's exactly what I'm going to do, and that's exactly what we're in the process of doing. And the same goes for you guys with any situation that you're going through. It can be an injury. It can be a setback with a job. It can be not getting into a class that you wanted to get into. Quit playing the victim mentality. Start taking full responsibility for your actions. And let's continue to grow together. Let's continue to share love. Let's continue to support one another. And let's just continue to just be the best versions that we can. I thank you all again for giving me a listen with this first season. I hope you all have a great summer, and you all will be hearing from me soon with way more information and a much stronger mindset. Let's get it. Tyler Ron out, reminding you that it's greater than us.